Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.
This is The Athletic Football Show.
Divisional round of the NFL playoffs are here, and we are here on the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast and the Athletic Football Show to get you ready for this weekend's games from a betting perspective. I am Michael Beller, your host, joined, as always, by Vic Tafer. Vic, how you doing today?
Doing good, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for this weekend. Last weekend lived up to the billing, right? Our first six-game playoff weekend in the NFL, and it was a lot of fun. Back to the usual four games that we have been accustomed to for quite a while now, and I'm looking forward to it. But before we can look forward to it, let's just take a quick look back last weekend. What did you take away from last weekend from a betting perspective? Did any team open your eyes? Who were you most impressed with? Are you taking anything from last week and applying it to this week?
Yeah, I was going to say, first off, that's a lot of football. Watching six games in 2 days, that's quite a toll. But my biggest takeaways were the Ravens. I remembered back when we talked before the season about how much I liked them and their roster and where they were built. And they definitely impressed me the way they bounced back against the Titans, a team that's had a number in the last couple of years. That was an impressive win, both defensively and offensively. And I'm actually going to change my mind this week because of it. So for me, the biggest takeaway was that it was the Ravens.
Yeah, 10-0 they got down in that game. And I was on the Titans last week. That was one of the games I picked incorrectly. And I was feeling very good after Tennessee got up 10-0. And then from there on, it was just a completely dominant performance by the Ravens. They ended up outscoring the Titans 20-3 from that point forward. And even though the Titans had multiple bites at it, right? They had the bizarre punt by Mike Vrabel down by 4 points from Baltimore's 40 on a 4th-and-2 with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They were only down 4 points at that time. Then they got the ball back, down 7. Technically, they were never anywhere close to being out of that game, but once the Ravens took the lead, it felt as though they had total control of that game. That's going to be a fun one we've got this week. Buffalo and Baltimore, one of our couple of games on Saturday. You went 4-2 a week ago, so congratulations to you. Off to a hot start. I went 3-3 last week, so a little bit ahead of me in terms of that. Those are our absolute picks. Again, as we run through these games, we're going to make picks on every single game, not necessarily playing them for real by putting money down on them. We're here to talk about the games, talk them through, help guide your decision-making processes over the rest of the week and over the weekend, and we'll let you know which games we're actually going to play and which ones we're just talking about for the sake of conversation. Saturday, everything gets kicked off in divisional round in the NFC with the Packers and the Rams. The Packers are 6.5-point favorites. 45.5 is the over-under. Los Angeles just totally controlled that game against Seattle. Another one of those games that was scoreboard close, but felt like the Rams were totally in control of it, really, from start to finish. And they lose John Wolford. Jared Goff comes in. He can't really quite throw the ball the way that we would be used to seeing from him. But still, that defense and Cam Akers dominated the game, getting the Rams to the victory and moving them on to face Green Bay. Of course, this is the first that we have seen Green Bay in this year's playoffs after having the week off as the NFC's one seed a week ago. They are appropriately laying close to a touchdown here. Where are you going on this one, Vic? You feeling the Packers? You feeling the Rams? You were all over the Rams as a potential upset Super Bowl selection. Are you sticking with that, or do you think the Packers can ultimately cover in this one?
Yeah, I chickened out. I was definitely all over the Rams a week ago, but and that was a great game. They played just a phenomenal game. Defensively, like, they were dominant, but just the injuries you mentioned. I mean, Aaron Donald obviously going to play, but not 100%. I mean, Wolford is done. And Jared Goff, I mean, he's had trouble with 10 fingers. Now he's got 9. Mm-hmm. So I don't really like my 9-fingered quarterback in the snow or the cold weather in Green Bay. So I am definitely chickening out. I'm off the Rams and I'm on the Packers.
It's got the feeling of a game where the Rams defense is going to keep it close early, but it's going to get worn down and worn down and worn down. And you can only stop this Green Bay offense so many times without getting anything from your own offense. And so if you don't have the confidence in the Rams offense being able to at least make this a 20-17 or 24-21 style of game, it's hard to back the Rams. And I'm on the same train with you here. We've seen this so many times in Aaron Rodgers' career when he plays the Bears, when the Bears are a one-sided team that has a very good defense and an offense that just can't hack it, and they keep it close over the first half, and then the Packers pull away in the second half. We just saw that in Week 17, a game that was closer than I expected it to be through the first half, but then you give Aaron Rodgers that many opportunities and your offense doesn't do anything for you, he's eventually going to be able to take advantage of any defense, no matter how good it is, if it is playing at less than 100% in terms of stamina. You throw the Aaron Donald injury on there, and that is where things, I think, start to go off the rails a little bit for the Rams. The one thing I think that they do have going for them in a big way in this game, Vic, is actually, you know what? There are two things I think they have going for them. The fact that they can run the ball, that's been the Packers' defense bugaboo all season. And we've seen Cam Akers over the second half of the season and last week against the Seahawks really take control of this backfield and turn the run game into a weapon in a way that we haven't really seen since, what was that, 2018? Yeah, the Super Bowl, Todd Gurley. We really haven't seen that from the Rams since then. And we've seen him be able to take the offense to a level where they're able to control the ball and control the clock. And I think that could work for them. And then Jalen Ramsey on Davante Adams is something that I'm not saying Jalen Ramsey wins that battle necessarily, but it is something that could play to the Rams' favor. But again, I am getting to a point where you're really talking about a lot of dominoes stacking up in a row for the Rams, and I just can't get there. So I am with you on the Packers, and it's one I'm going to play too. I'm probably avoiding the total. I could see the total going either way here at 45.5. I'm not going to be making any plays there, but I'm not only leaning the Packers, it's one that I don't yet have any money on, but I can promise you I will by the time this one kicks off on Saturday. How confident are you in this one? Is it one you're going to play or one we're just talking about here and you're going to pass?
Yeah, I'm going to play all four. I'm going to go for it. But, yeah, I think, like I said, I just think – plus, we didn't mention Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp hasn't practiced because of his knee injury, and that's a big deal. If he's even – he probably will play, but he won't be his normal self. So I just think, like you mentioned, I love Cam Akers, but the Packers should be able to stack the box and not really pay the price for it. So I think it I think the Packers are the play here.
There's just too many things. There's too many things here to be working against a team going up against not only a one seed, not only on the road in adverse weather conditions. We know it's going to be cold in Green Bay. You really can't expect anything else in Green Bay, Wisconsin in the middle of January than some cold temperatures. But just the best team in the NFC. I think they proved that over the balance of the season, and they go into the playoffs hot, and it's just a lot of factors stacking up against the Rams to want to play them here. If we were talking Rams against the Saints in the Superdome, maybe it's a little bit different, but we're not talking that. We're talking Rams and the Packers. We're both on the Packers here and both willing to play this one too, so feeling good about Green Bay being able to move on to the NFC Championship game.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep. You heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, next game up is the first game in the AFC. This is the Saturday nightcap. We hinted at it already. Bills and Ravens. The Bills are 2.5-point favorites in this game. We've got an over-under sitting at 50. This one's been going back and forth, but it's been living in the low 50s, and so you can expect it to be going off there when this game actually does kick off on Saturday evening. We're on different pages here, Vic, so I'll let you take it away first. You like the Ravens, I like the Bills. What has you on the Ravens here?
Yeah, just like I mentioned last week, I was definitely on the Bills before the game last week, but I was really impressed with not only the Ravens' defense, the pressure, and their secondary, but also Lamar Jackson. I mean, obviously he can run the ball, but he made some passes on the sideline I was impressed with. So I think he's definitely got his confidence back after a rough stretch during the season. I think they're in a good spot. I think nothing to lose. Kind of everyone thinks the Bills are going to advance. So, and plus the weather. I think the weather might be a factor. It's supposed to be, I think, a 40% chance of snow. And so the running team usually does better in those kind of conditions than the passing team. So those are the reasons why I'm on the Ravens.
See, people want to default to thinking that the team that is, you know, from that city is going to have the advantage with the weather. That is not true when it comes to this game, right? Bad weather, snow, that's going to hit a passing team way more than it hits a running team. The Bills are one of not only the pass happiest teams, but the best passing teams in the league all season. And so if weather is a factor, it is going to be a negative for the Bills and a positive for the Ravens. It's not like these guys grew up in Buffalo and now are playing for the Buffalo professional football team. They just happened to end up there to play professional football. So this is definitely a weather slant that would favor the visiting Baltimore Ravens. The reason why I do still like the Bills is really coming down to the line here. The line sitting at 2.5. It's been under 3 pretty much this entire time. Maybe it gets down to 2, maybe it even gets down to 1.5. We're not going to see it swing over to Baltimore being favored. But no matter where you're playing it, you're going to have Baltimore favored, or Buffalo favored, excuse me, probably somewhere between 1.5 and 2.5. And basically what that's asking you to do is pick the better team. It's not very often that we see a team be favored by 1.5 or 2 points and cover or not win the game outright, no matter what side of it you're backing, even if you're backing the dog, right? It's not likely that this is going to be a one-point game. And so I still think the Bills are the better team. I still look at what the Bills have done and the body of work that they've put up all season and feel as though they go into this as the better team. We know that they still have some injuries that they're dealing with in their receiver core, but Stephon Diggs was fine last week. Cole Beasley, a little bit gimpy, but still fine, still brought to the table what you expect from Cole Beasley. The fact that we had no catches out of a healthy John Brown was a little bit of a surprise. No catches on 4 targets. Zach Moss, done for the playoffs, so that's going to be a little bit of a tricky element for Buffalo to figure out with how they get Devin Singletary a little bit more touches. Maybe they fold in the recently signed Devontae Freeman, who is right now sitting on the practice squad, but have to imagine that he could be activated for this game on Saturday. I just still think that they're going to be the better team in this game, and I think it's going to be a game that really is defined by the offenses. You say that Baltimore's defense looked really good against Tennessee. They created a lot of pressure. They did a great job of slowing down and basically shutting down Derrick Henry, and all that's true, but this still feels like a game that will be defined by the offenses and defined by the quarterbacks, and this is not necessarily a Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson pick, but again, the 2.5, the better team, playing at home, it all adds up to me wanting to play the Bills. So that is where I am ultimately going with this one. I will play it. You said you're playing all 4, so you will play the Ravens. I will play the Bills. Anything on the total, I kind of like the over. I'm not sure if I'm going to play it, but again, I feel like unless weather is a real factor, that the over is going to be the way to go here. It's something that I'm going to hold off on until Saturday so we actually see what the weather is in Buffalo, but that would be the way that I trend in this game. How about you?
Yeah, I can see that. I definitely am. I mean, much respect to Josh Allen. He's so much better than he was a year ago. I know the Ravens gave him trouble last year, but different quarterback. I mean, he's definitely more accurate, definitely more resilient and more resourceful. So, yeah, definitely it's a tough game. I definitely think it'll be a great game to watch.
Best game of the weekend, do you think?
I think so. I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, so do I. I think this is going to be the most contested game of the weekend. I think it's going to be the most fun game of the weekend when you consider the personalities of these two teams and these two offenses. I think we see some fireworks from both quarterbacks. I think it's going to be a really fun one, certainly. And obviously, assuming the chalk plays in the other AFC game, the Chiefs will not have an easy road in the AFC Championship game. No matter who wins, Buffalo or Baltimore, Chiefs will have their hands full, assuming they're able to get past the Browns. And hey, that takes us right into Sunday and our first game on Sunday. It is the Chiefs and the Browns. The Chiefs are 10-point favorites. 57 is the over-under in this game. I'm probably staying away from this one, Vic. If I was going to play it, you know, I'm starting off the week thinking Browns, 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 but 10 points is a lot of points. Kansas City hasn't covered a spread since, well, like week 8. Every single win they've had since then has been 6 points or fewer. And, I mean, you remember this, Vic, in the regular season, I just kept coming back to the Chiefs being like, this is the Chiefs, 7.5, 8.5, whatever, they're going to cover, and they just never quite got over the hump, and they never quite covered spreads. When it came to covering spreads, they just haven't been a super efficient team this year. 6-9-1 against the spread the Chiefs are on the season, and that includes week 17 when they sat all their starters, but take that off the board, 6-8-1 against the spread with Patrick Mahomes out there, and that's just not what you would be accustomed to seeing from you know, the best offense, the defending Super Bowl champion, the best quarterback in the league, everything lined up, and they just haven't covered a ton of spreads. Now we're asking them to cover 10 against a Cleveland team that has won 12 games, including the playoff win, absolutely deserves to be in this position. And so I start off the week thinking it's going to be Cleveland, but now here I am making a pick, and I think if I was going to go one way in this game, I'm going with the Chiefs. How about you?
Yeah, I'm definitely on the Chiefs. I think you mentioned takeaways from last week, and besides the Ravens, I was just alarmed by how wide open the Steelers receivers were, even before they were down, even when they were losing that, you know, gave away 28 points at the start of the game. But you know, one was a bad snap, and there were two deflected interceptions. But, I mean, the Steelers receivers were wide open the entire game. So against the Chiefs, with a week off to prepare, that's not going to work. I just think that the Chiefs' offense catches fire this week. And I know you mentioned they haven't really been hitting the number at all. They've kind of been coasting the last 2 months, but now it's probably the time they're going to get going. I think that the Browns defense just can't match up. And also, Baker Mayfield, I mean, obviously they won last week, but I'm not sure what that win said about him rather than just, you know, if you're up 28-0 in the first quarter, it's a lot easier to play quarterback. But yeah, I think it's a good spot for the Chiefs. I'm definitely not not a Browns believer. I think Kevin Stefanski should have stayed in the basement. I think it's bad luck if you win your first playoff game in, you know, in 30 years you're in the basement. Why would you come out of the basement?
It's crazy,
working for you.
Yeah, right. Nuts. I bet every Browns fan in the world, right? Browns fans aren't going to be changing what they're doing. They're all going to be probably wearing what they wore last Sunday, sitting in the exact same seats, watching with the same people, doing everything the same. And now you've got the head coach totally throwing things out of whack, coming out of the basement, getting back on the sidelines. I mean, just not believing at all in superstition. You know, if this were a regular season game, what would we be saying? We'd be saying prime letdown spot for the Browns. They got this huge emotional win over a division rival that has kept them down for years and years and years. They get this big win. It was a game where they were coasting in the first half, where they took the lead right away on the bad snap over Ben Roethlisberger's head. We would just be, I mean, that would just be, this would be the prime letdown of all letdowns, now having to go on the road facing an obviously superior Kansas City team. And it feels almost like we don't want to say that because it's the playoffs. And because, like I said, this is a team that has won 12 games this season. The Browns are not here by some fluke. The fact that they got up 28-0 in the first quarter and the way that they did it was a little bit, I don't know if fluky is the right word. It's unlikely because of the way it happened. The snap over Roethlisberger's heads, the interceptions that were just barely out of the reach. Ben was missing high on a lot of his throws. You know, that was just, it's not something, it's not a repeatable script. And so it feels like the Browns have put themselves in a position to be maybe a little bit more competitive in this game, or we expect them to be a little bit more competitive in this game than a sober breaking down of the units on both sides would suggest it to be. I'm probably going to stay away, but I'm with you on, you know, the Chiefs having the week off, getting a little bit of rest. Andy Reid coming off a bye. We know the story there. One of the best coaches in the NFL, one of the best coaches in NFL history coming off a bye. And that's exactly what we've got here for the Chiefs and the Browns. So we are both on the Chiefs, feeling good about them being able to control this game against the Browns. And if it does end up being the case, the Browns and Browns fans, no reason to hang their head. What a season it has been for this Cleveland team. And I do think that they are set up nicely for the future. But still, need a little bit better than that to be able to take down the Chiefs in Arrowhead, or at least stay close with the Chiefs. Neither of us see that happening. All right, last game on the docket. We both like the Packers. If we are right, who are they going to face in the NFC Championship game? Are they going to face the Saints, or are they going to face the Buccaneers? Saints are 3-point favorites against the Bucs. 52 is the over-under in this game. Most places I'm seeing it, Vic, have that minus 3 sitting at minus 120, so a little bit more juice than the standard minus 110. So, you know, maybe it's going to be minus 3. Maybe it's going to be 3.5. 3.5, you have to imagine, would come back down to the minus 110. I would maybe even get it up to minus 3.5 to pay the 110 because I really like the Saints here. I think the Saints minus 3 is my favorite bet of the week, rivaling the Packers minus 6.5. But I really like the Saints here. I'm going to say one thing, and then I'm going to hand it off to you. All the hooey that you hear about, oh, it's hard to beat a team 3 times, that's just narrative. That is nonsense. This will be the 22nd time that this has happened in NFL history where a team, where two teams meet 3 times with that third meeting coming in the playoffs. The team that is 2-0 going into that third meeting is 14-7, has won 2/3 of the games. So it's not necessarily the hardest thing in the world to beat a team 3 times when you're the better team. I think the Saints are. Where are you on this?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. In fact, I look at the some of the numbers on the season, and I was a little surprised. I mean, I thought this was the case, but a little surprised it was this big that the Bucks are 9-0 against teams with losing records, and they're 2-5 against teams that are 500 or better. So definitely, I think they definitely – the two losses to the Saints were not fluky at all. I think they don't do well against good teams. I think they're secondary suspect. And so, yeah, I think the Saints win pretty easily.
You know, the Saints are one of the few teams in the NFL where we could say that here we are, divisional round weekend, week 19 of the NFL season, and they're as healthy as they've been all year, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, when you consider what Michael Thomas dealt with, and, you know, Drew Brees obviously had his injury issues, they're as healthy as they've been offensively. And I think it just comes down to them being, like I said, with Buffalo, I just think they're the better team here. And so getting them at 3 almost feels like a gift. It feels to me like this should be a little bit closer to where the Packers are. I don't think it should be a 6.5-point spread, but I think this should be sitting at 4, 4.5 or 5, somewhere in that range. And so to get them at 3, 3.5 feels like a little bit of a gift, and it feels like we are overrating a little bit what happened, how slow things went for them against the Bears a week ago. And you know, say what you will about the Bears and how deserving they were of being in the playoffs. I would say not deserving at all. That defense is still good, and that defense still comes to play every week and is basically able to execute what it wants to do. The Bears defense is pretty good at limiting big plays, at slowing opposing offenses down. Eventually, that offense being the better team is going to get what it needs to win games and cover spreads, as we saw very often this season and as we saw for the Saints a week ago. But the Bears have a way of slowing offenses down that the Bucks, I just don't think they do, even though they have a good defense, as you said, some secondary issues. And I think that's really where the Saints are going to be able to take advantage of this team, of the Buccaneers, and take advantage of this matchup. So I really do like the Saints. Paint me the picture. What happens for us to be wrong here? How does this game go in the Bucks' favor?
Well, I think the one thing is Tom Brady. I mean, obviously, I think that's the reason the spread is as low as it is, because obviously people respect and fear Tom Brady. He looked great last week. I mean, Washington football team didn't get a lot of pressure on him. He had some big numbers and some nice throws. So obviously he has the resume. He has the pedigree. He has the, you know, he's a robot, never gets old. So if he has a Tom Brady-like game and outplays Drew Brees, then yeah, they could definitely win this game. So I think he's definitely the X factor. If he has, you know, if he elevates his game to what he has done in the past Super Bowl runs, then you and I are going to be losers in this one.
I hope that's not the case, and no offense to Tom Brady, but I would much rather be he's got plenty of winning, right? He's done plenty of winning. I would much rather you and I get a win in this one than Tom Brady gets to add to his playoff lore. I think this is going to be a fun game too. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we were talking about both of the first games of the days, Packers-Rams on Saturday, Chiefs-Browns on Sunday being, you know, this playoff football, we're very excited. There are 8 teams left. Every game's a must watch. But I wouldn't be surprised if we ultimately talked about those games as sort of snoozers as far as the playoff football pantheon goes. But I think both nightcaps, Ravens, Bills, and Saints Buccaneers, are going to be fun, closely contested, well-played games where you feel like both teams have a shot almost all the way through. But I do think the Saints ultimately get this one. So let's run through really quickly. So you are on the Packers, Ravens, Chiefs, and Saints. Give me a 1-4 confidence ranking in those four, with 1 being the most confident and 4 being the least.
The most confident, I think, is the Chiefs. I believe that the Browns are, like you said, they're probably celebrating all week, and I think they still match up well. And 4 would probably be the Packers and the Rams, just because I was in the Rams so strongly a week ago. I've totally changed course, so I'm not that crazy where I'm gung-ho about being wrong a week ago. So 4 is my least confident. It will be the Packers.
My most confident, like I said, it's between the Packers and the Saints, actually. But I'm going to go Saints, then Packers, then Chiefs, and then Bills. Again, a game where I'm mostly just playing the fact that I think the Bills are the better team, and a win is almost certainly going to equal a cover for them. And really, what I'll probably end up doing in this one, Vic, as I play it, is just probably play the Chiefs down to the money line. If I feel that good about them winning, the last thing I want to do is have them win by 2 and be, quote, right about them and right about them winning, but wrong on my bet because I played them at 2.5. So that's really the way I look at the Bills, is not to play the 2.5, more to play the money line and just get the win for them, get the win for me. That's a bet alteration that I'm looking at this week. Other than that, I'm probably going to keep everything where it's at. Saints minus 3, Packers minus 6.5, Chiefs minus 10. I don't really want to play around too much with any of those. I could see some money line parlay opportunities here with really all of those teams. But when we're just talking about the games individually, the one where I probably come off the line itself and just go to a money line is on the Bills. Anything else you want to throw out there before we wrap up this show?
No, so you could also tease. You could tease the Chiefs and the Saints if that's what you want to do that. I mean, yeah. Teasers are not my friend, but it's one option. I had the Bills on a teaser last week with the Steelers, so I was feeling great until until the first quarter of that Steelers game. But
oh my god! Yeah,
but that'd be one way to get down from that big number on the Chiefs game.
Yeah, definitely. Tease the Chiefs with really almost anyone. I mean, you know, what looks actually kind of nice is a Chiefs Packers teaser. Teasers for those of you out there, not sure. You've got a lot of different ways. Basically, you're just lowering the spread. The standard teaser number is 6 points. So instead of the Packers being minus 6.5, they would be minus a half point. Or if you wanted to go the other way, the Rams, instead of being plus 6.5, would be plus 12.5. The Chiefs would be minus 4 instead of minus 10. And that's a good way to do it, actually. That's kind of a cute one now that we're talking it through here, Vic. Chiefs minus 4, Packers minus a half. So Packers money line. That looks like an attractive teaser, and that's also the way that's a way that I like to tease is let's get them down basically to the money line. Let's get one game down to the money line, feel pretty good about that, feel good again about the Packers taking care of business against the Rams. So we have different championship games. I have chalk is chalk and get Packers versus Saints, Chiefs versus Bills. You've got Packers versus Saints. We're on that same page in the NFC, but you like a Chiefs Ravens AFC Championship game. And wouldn't that be fun? The AFC Championship game we thought we were getting last year. The Titans blew that up. Maybe we get it this year and then we revisit. But that's you're feeling good about that after you had the Rams Super Bowl not going that way anymore. Packers, Saints, Chiefs, Ravens.
Yeah, I've totally backtracked, man. 1 week, I'm fickle. I totally chickened out the whole thing. I watched enough football where I didn't believe in my own convictions, so we'll see what happens.
It's the beautiful thing about week-to-week gambling. You would you're on the Rams last week. You thought they were going to the Super Bowl. They deliver for you last week, and now you can come off of them and go to the Packers. It's beautiful.
That's also kind of sad. I mean, they came through for me. I'm like, nah, that wasn't good enough.
get out of here. All you
I'm
did
tired
was
of you. I'm tired of you guys.
All you did was go to Seattle and take down Russell Wilson and move on.
Not impressed.
Not impressed at all. Absolutely. Hey. I'm with you totally, and without a fully healthy Aaron Donald, I think they really do struggle against the Packers. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everything gets going on Saturday with the Packers and Rams, and we got Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, Browns, Saints, Buccaneers. Hopefully, we helped steer you in the right direction on this episode of the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast and the Athletic Football Show. Vic and I will be back here next week to talk championship weekend. Will we be right about Packers and Saints? Will one of us be right with our AFC championship game matchup? Obviously, we'll know before we all sit down and talk again. But hopefully, we're at least one for one in the NFC, and then one of us gets things right in the AFC. Until then, thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Good luck with all the plays that you make over the weekend. We will talk to you soon. See you later.
This was the Athletic Football Show.